Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
First thing I want to ask you is does being injured right now take away from your excitement about the All-Star game, or is that still a very exciting thing for you?
I mean, it's pretty good experience. It's my first time. I feel super excited. For sure, I want to play, but something happened in my injury. I can't. But anyways, I go. I enjoy everything. Take that experience. Enjoy. I mean, it's the All-Star game. The drone is coming. The ¿cómo se dice? Los sueños se hacen realidad.
Yeah, dreams come true.
The dreams come true. So I take that. Enjoy. I'm not watching the game. Enjoy everything.
Is this something you dreamed about? Have you watched the game and pictured yourself playing in that game?
El dice before o antes?
Antes.
Yeah, I mean, I watch sometimes for sure, and I think every player have that dream, and that I got the opportunity. So I enjoy. I'm super excited right now. I just want to go take that experience and not to try to meet all the players, try to take a lot of experience with the other players and nothing, be fun.
Do you remember watching the game when you were a kid? What do you remember about it?
Yeah, I watched a little bit games. I mean, everything. I mean, every inning, every pitching. I remember years ago when Bobby Abreu from Venezuela win the home run derby. It's pretty awesome. It's a pretty good experience for me. And nothing, try to go the game. Represent my country and my team too, and I think it's the best experience I got right now.
Was Abreu one of the guys that you looked up to?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's the same country. He got a real good history in baseball. Real good, really career. He played with the Yankees too, also. So, yeah, for sure.
When this season started, you were at AAA. Did you think you would be not just here, but playing in the All-Star game?
No. Not for sure. Just, I think, about waiting for the opportunity to play with a big league club. And just like that, just play. And now I go to the All-Star game. It's a pretty awesome experience. And I feel great for that.
Tell me about when Aaron Boone called you into the office to tell you. What was that like?
Pretty fun. He told me about something with the hub. He laughing a little bit, and I'm surprised. But another point, I feel great. It's a really good experience. Feel super, super excited and nothing. I can't wait for that.
Who was the first person you told?
My family, for sure. My family, I call, and they know already for the social media, but they have here too.
Are they going to be there?
Yeah, for sure.
How many people will you have there?
Just 5 people.
When you were sitting there a year ago at this time, and you had gotten hurt, and you were on your way back, what do you remember about that time? What was that feeling like?
It's not a good feeling, for sure, but nothing. It's rehab, treatment, and everything. Try to be focused. It's not that a good moment for me, but I think it's happening in the game. Everything is happening for one reason. So I stay, like, for example, like in the bench, just try to recover pretty well, try to be focused on what I want, and try to be ready for the next opportunity. But I learn, for sure. I learn everything about baseball, looks like the field. More time to a little bit more mature, for sure. And nothing, try to learn that experience and be ready for the next year.
2 years ago, when you got traded, that's something else that ended up being very good for you. But do you remember the moment that it happened? Do you remember what you were feeling like the moment you found out you had gotten traded?
Yeah, I mean, I feel surprised. Before that trade, I go to the game, and the first moment I saw in the lineup, prepared to the game, and a couple seconds later, the manager told me, you can play because you, on the rumors, you go trade. And I say in the base that day, I mean, I think about everything. I mean, wow, I got a trade, but I don't know what team is that. So I'm thinking about too much everything. So the next day, the team told me, you go to the Yankees. I'm a little bit surprised because it never happened with the Yankees. But at our point, I feel super great. I know it's really good organization. I feel super happy for that. And nothing, I just enjoy the last day with my old teammates and ready for play with the Yankees. I feel pretty, pretty happy for that.
I think Mariano Duncan said that you cried to him when you found out you were traded, maybe because you were a little scared. Is that how you were feeling? Because you didn't know what to expect?
Not really. I mean, I think I play like 3 years with the Cubs. Mm-hmm. I saw the 3 years in a row, the same guys. I got a good relationship with all the guys. And I got a good feeling, you know? I feel a little bit sad because I don't see any more of my teammates. But I understand that it's a business, and it's my moment. I cry a little bit for sure, but after that, I feel super grateful I got a next opportunity with the Yankees, and I feel super excited for playing with the Yankees.
A lot of people that know you, have been around you, have told me that you've always walked around like you belong in the big leagues, like you have that confidence. Have you always felt that confidence?
No. Also, last year when I got injury, it's tough for me, a couple weeks, I feel super bad, feel down. But my family and my wife always support me, and my teammates for sure. A couple of the coaches call me and always tell me something good for my career. And just I take down to it, but I never forget what I want or what is my dream. So after that to it, I think about I want to go to the big league. So that moment for me, put me more strong, take care of my arm, put it a little bit more bigger, I mean, power for be ready for the next opportunity. I'm focused on that. Every day I go to the ballpark, to the training room, positive. Sometimes I feel bad, but I stress my mentally. I want to go to the big leagues. I need to go healthy. So always I put my mentally in that goal, in that dream. I want to be ready for the spring. And sometimes when I wake up, I don't feel good. I don't want to go to the ballpark. I don't want to do the same because I don't want. But it's part of the recovery. It's part of the game. And I say the same thing. I want to be ready to the spring. So that is the motivation for me. I go to the ballpark happy, do my rehab, start play baseball, and nothing. Try to be ready for the next opportunity.
At what point during the spring were you fully confident that you were back to being the type of player that you knew you were?
When the team told me I go to the minor league, I understand because the team looked me like I don't ready to start the opening day with the team. And nothing, I go to the minor league, working hard, for coming a little bit more strong, take my time again. So I feel better every day in minor league. I feel comfortable when the minor league start the season in Scranton. I feel better and better every day, and nothing, when I start hit pretty well, I tell and be myself, I'm ready for the next opportunity.
Who are some of the guys here on this team that have kind of helped you along here and helped you grow and kind of helped teach you about, you know, the big leagues in this season?
Everybody. I play with Miggy and Didi around infield. I got more communication with those guys. But really, just CeCe, Robertson, Cardi, I mean, all the players told me something good for Big League or my career. Everybody helped me in anything what I need. Really, I feel grateful for that. I feel in confidence with all the guys. I feel super great for that. And nothing, always when I got something, I go to the any people and always help me and that.
I know you've been asked this a lot over the course of the last month or so, but the power you've shown with the home runs in the last month and a half or so, has that surprised you at all?
I think everybody knows in minor league I don't hit more for 11 homers, and now I got more. So I think I'm a little bit more mature every at bat. I know a little bit more when I was playing in minor league, so I got a little bit more experience. I saw more pitchers, and I think I got more age. So I got 21 years ago. I was 18, 19. So I think it's a big difference. And nothing. I just be focused and take good at bad, or look for the piece I want. And I think it's the best difference now and when I was playing big in minor league.
How are you feeling physically right now, and what do you think about the chances of coming back right after the break?
I'm feeling good. My hit feel better every day. I feel healthy. I start do activities, everything. I can't wait to back for sure, but I wanna the guys, the trainer and the coaches and everybody and me for sure. I try to be ready, to healthy, to pretty good. I don't want to come back to the DL or got another injury. So we make sure everything is good and ready for the next season, for the next half.
Not everybody your age is as comfortable as you are doing an interview like this in English. How proud are you of how far your English has come in the last couple of years here?
I feel really good. I know it's not that easy. Sometimes I feel embarrassing, but because my English is not pretty well. But Marlon helped me in everything what I need. sometime after the interview, he told me some tips, some words when my English is a little bit more better for that. And nothing, I just try to learn everyday English and try to explain what I want or how I feel. I think it's the most important. Practice with my teammates every day in the clubhouse, try to be comfortable. I think it's the most important. Sometimes the Latin guys feel embarrassing. It's not that easy to speak English, but if you believe and try to speak, the other guys help you. You can speak a little bit more better.
How did you go about doing it? Did you try to read stuff? Do you watch TV? Do you just talk to other people? How did you go about doing it?
Yeah, for sure. I listen music, watch TV, try to speak with my other teammates, the people outside the field, go to the store or something like that. Just try to be practice every day and try to take and speak better and better every day.
Did somebody try to tell you how important that was, or did you just want to do that on your own?
No, everybody told me that, the coaches in when I was playing with the Cubs, and my dad and my family always tell me, hey, doing English, because later in your career you got a life outside the field for sure, and you need to explain what you want. The translator for sure helped you. Marlon have a really good job. I think it's the best translator what I see. But sometimes I wanna explain what I want or what I feel. So always I put focus on that. After my second season in Marlon League, I start practice a little bit more in English and putting more focus on English, and I speak a little bit better after that.
I think you're doing great. What's the one thing you're looking forward to most at the All-Star game? What above everything else, what do you want to do or see?
I want to see the home run derby. And not in the game. When everybody go to the line, I think it's a really good experience. I wanna do that and nothing was the game and talk to other players, to other big leagues, and take a little bit more experience for that.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.